WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
New Jersey's First News is presented by Mercadian Asset Management, helping you take control of your financial future.
Good morning. It's 5 o'clock. Welcome to Wednesday. It's May 16th, 2018.
From the cities to the shore, this is New Jersey's First News with Eric Scott, Dan Zero Weather, and New Jersey Fast Traffic. Now, from the studios of the Town Square News Network, presented by Mercadian Asset Management, Eric Scott.
We've got another day of rain today, and that wet pattern is going to continue for more days ahead. Cleanup continues from last night's intense squall line. Tens of thousands still without power this morning. New Jersey moves to greatly expand medical marijuana to both adults and children. And how far does a dollar go in New Jersey? Not very, compared to other states. In sports, the Mets wait out a delay and pound Toronto 12-2. Yanks and Nats suspended in the sixth inning, tied 3-3. They're going to finish this afternoon. The Phillies were rained out in Baltimore. Details of our top stories coming up in the minutes ahead. We begin this morning with First Weather. Meteorologist Dan Zero, those were some pretty intense storms that blew through yesterday.
Indeed they were. We had 80 reports of severe weather, downed trees and power lines and fierce wind gusts and hail across New Jersey. Thankfully, no tornadoes. Thankfully, wind stayed below 70 miles an hour, but still pretty fierce. And as Eric will tell you, we're still dealing with some of those impacts this morning. It is still raining in South Jersey. The front that brought those thunderstorms through stalled right on top of us. So we've got more rain on the way. That rain will spread through the entire state of New Jersey by about 10 o'clock this morning, and then we've got steady rain right through this afternoon. It's going to be cloudy, breezy, and cool. Temperatures mostly in the 60s this morning. We should fall into the upper 50s by this afternoon. Watch out for a bit of fog this morning as well. Showers and fog likely tonight, lows 55 to 60. Periods of rain for tomorrow. Might get a brief break. Highs mid-60s to lower 70s. Weather made possible by At Home Recreation, New Jersey's only We Own the Factory swimming pool store, now offering their lowest preseason pricing. Save $200 to $2,000 off New Jersey's market price, plus get a free automatic pool vacuum or stainless steel utility panel. Visit athomerecreation.com.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:02. The cleanup does continue from that storm yesterday. There are about 55,000 JCP&L customers, mostly in Morris, Sussex, and Warren counties, out this morning, as well as PSE&G reporting outages in Bergen, Essex, and Union counties. We do not have a restoration time, though it is expected most will be back on later today. Coaches from the Milburn High School baseball team got trapped in their cars after a live power line fell on it. And it was a live wire that started a fire at a Clifton car dealership and the winds that took the roof off a nursery school in Passaic County. The storm is also being blamed for two deaths in the region, though not in New Jersey. A man was killed in Connecticut when a tree fell on his truck, and in New York, an 11-year-old girl died when a tree toppled under the car she was in. The future of legalizing marijuana for recreational use remains very cloudy in New Jersey, but lawmakers are pushing ahead with sweeping reforms to the medical marijuana program. Legislation greatly expanding access for both adults and children is moving forward. And Patrick Lavery joins us live with the details this morning. Patrick?
Eric, this new bipartisan Senate bill would most significantly allow for the opening of more dispensaries and cultivation centers and also give more doctors the chance to refer their patients. But other specifics would refine the program to fall in line with Governor Murphy's call for reform, increasing by a full ounce the monthly amount allowed. That would happen within 2 years, and removing limits on what terminally ill and hospice patients can receive, as well as edibles and psychiatric evaluations for minors. There would also be protections for patients with regard to housing, education, and employment. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thank you. Dan Zero's commuter weather. We have more rain that is moving in for this morning, and that's going to continue. Dan says it's pretty much going to rain from now until Saturday. 2 to 4 inches of additional rainfall is expected. We're also keeping an eye on tides along the coast and in the back bays. There is the minor chance for flooding today. A pretty wet day, steady rain spreading across the state. Morning temperatures in the 60s will fall into the upper 50s this afternoon. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News, how far does a dollar really get you in New Jersey? The story in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Dan Zaro's commuter weather. We have temperatures in the 60s. They'll fall through the 50s. We had intense bands of squalls moving through last night. And this is the calm before the next round of rain, which will spread across the Garden State again today. And Dan says it's pretty much going to rain right on through Saturday. We'll have more on that part of the forecast coming up in just a couple of minutes. There is a new report out that confirms probably what many of you already know. A dollar doesn't go very far in New Jersey, certainly not as far as it does in most other states.
The study, based on data from the Bureau of Economic Analysis, finds the actual value of a dollar in Jersey is 88 cents. Rutgers economist James Hugh says this is because we have very high housing costs.
We have high rates of taxation. We depend upon toll roads, which add significantly to the cost of living.
Hugh's adds, on the plus side, Jersey has some of the finest public schools in the country, so many people with kids don't want to move to less expensive states like Mississippi and Alabama, where the educational systems are not stellar. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A New Jersey elementary school teacher is facing federal charges for sending out a video of a baby girl being molested. Lisandra Rios allegedly sent the video in a group chat with the message, "Don't call Dyfus on me." The video shows the baby being touched in an inappropriate manner while crude comments are being made. Police say the video was shot on Rios' cell phone. She's been suspended from her job at West New York Elementary School. Visitation with her own children has also been canceled. New Jersey's labor commissioner advocated for a $15 an hour minimum wage at the latest budget hearing. But lawmakers ticked through a series of concerns about the idea and a long list of exceptions they would like to see if the bill is ultimately passed.
Senator Dawn Marie Adiego says the minimum wage should stay below $15 for high school students like her daughter, making less than $10 an hour at a clothing store where adults wouldn't hold jobs.
Would I like her to have $15 an hour? Heck yeah. But, and would she like that? Yeah, but she's doing just fine at $9 and something cents an hour, and she's paying for the gas in her car.
Senator Paul Sarlo says the exceptions will have to go farther than that.
Seasonal workers, high school workers, folks who work for our parks and recreations in our towns, and we hire a bunch of counselors, lifeguards.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
He was once New Jersey's richest man, but David Tepper, worth billions, fled the Garden State's high taxes in 2016. He now resides in tax-friendly Florida. Tepper will buy the NFL's Carolina Panthers for a record-breaking $2 billion. Tepper has given millions to New Jersey charities, mostly the Community Food Bank, and has become an outspoken critic of President Trump. North Korea is breaking off of a high-level meeting with South Korea and threatening to scrap next month's historic summit with President Trump over allied military drills is being seen as a move by Kim Jong-un to gain leverage and establish he enters the crucial nuclear negotiations from a position of strength. The U.S. State Department spokesman says they are preparing as if that summit will go forward.
We are operating under the idea and the notion that the president's meeting is going forward with Chairman Kim next month.
Amidst the posturing of the North Korean government, the Trump administration says it has no intentions of overpaying for whatever Kim brings to the table. We are wrapping up our five-part series this morning on mental illness, looking at the good that comes out of proper treatment of those with even the most serious conditions. This report is made possible by Carrier Clinic.
Middlesex County resident Jacquees Armstrong started hearing voices in college, dealing with delusions, thinking people could read her mind. Her schizoaffective disorder was full-blown for decades, but she responds to meds now and continues to receive professional help.
I've just gotten to the point where I can tell myself when I'm in it, this is not real.
Today, Jacquees lives on her own and had a book of poetry published about her mental health challenges. West Orange resident Peter Renwick lives with bipolar disorder. Manic episodes forced him to leave college, his job as a stockbroker, his job in education. He's back on medication now, working as a life coach.
My hope is to have the life coaching go well and to be able to provide support to people who might be able to relate to what I've gone through.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
If you or someone you know is suffering with a mental health illness, talk to a doctor today. Carrier Clinic wants you to know, even in times of crisis, it's important to remember there are options. You can contact them at carrierclinic.org. And tune in tonight at 7 for a special town hall meeting on New Jersey's mental health crisis. I'll be joined in studio with medical experts and counselors taking your calls to get you or your family the help they need. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:12. It is going to rain a lot now until the weekend. Dan has the forecast, and we'll recap our top stories next.
All Jersey, all the time.
Most reliable station in New Jersey, and definitely one of the funniest.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:14. Let's bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zarrell, for the storms last night and the rain that's ahead. Dan?
Yeah, so yesterday's thunderstorms were pretty ferocious. Maybe not as fierce as I had feared, but that's probably a good thing. We did not have any tornado warnings in New Jersey. Just a couple of reports of hail. The biggest wind gust I saw, 67 miles an hour. That is pretty strong. And, of course, we have all the trees that are down. Quieter this morning for most of the state. Still raining in South Jersey, though. The front that brought us those thunderstorms stalled right on top of us, and that's going to keep the unsettled wet weather on top of us as well. Rain should spread across the entire Garden State by about 10 o'clock this morning, and then we'll see steady rain through this afternoon. It's going to be cloudy, breezy, and cool. Temperatures fall slightly from the 60s into the upper 50s through this afternoon. Showers and fog likely tonight, 55 to 60. Periods of rain tomorrow. There might be a brief break in the wet weather. Highs mid-60s to lower 70s tomorrow. Steady or heavier rain on Friday will top out around 60 degrees, and still rain in the forecast for Saturday. I'm thinking we'll finally see a dry day on Sunday. New Jersey First News time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, cleanup continues from yesterday's powerful storms. About 55,000 are still without power this morning. New Jersey is moving to greatly expand medical marijuana to both adults and children and provide employer protections if you are using on the job. In sports, Mets wait out a delay to pound Toronto. Yanks and Nats were suspended in the sixth inning. They were tied 3-3. That game will be finished this afternoon. The Phillies were rained out in Baltimore. Your bus stop forecast and New Jersey fast traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News time is 5:19. I'm meteorologist Dan Zara with your bus stop forecast for this Wednesday morning. Most of New Jersey is actually dry right now. A little bit of fog and rain in South Jersey. We'll see rain spread through the rest of the state as the day goes on, so you'd be wise to carry an umbrella today. Temperatures going nowhere. 60s this morning, probably falling to the upper 50s this afternoon. New Jersey First News time still 5:19.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23 it is on a Wednesday morning, and as we reach the midweek point, we have more rain on the way. Might not be raining where you are right now, but just hang on. It is coming, and we're probably looking at rain every day from now until Saturday. 2 to 4 more inches of rain, Dan says. New Jersey is joining yet another lawsuit against the Trump administration. 20 attorneys general are suing over rule changes they say will reduce access to family planning services, alleging the president is playing politics with patients by changing rules that would shift federal family planning funds towards organizations that stress abstinence. The lawsuits target proposed rule changes for about $260 million in family planning funds. About 2.5 million New Jersey residents now live in towns or counties where the retail sale of dogs and cats is banned in some way. With an ordinance slated for a hearing later this month, Red Bank is the latest town likely be added to that list.
Pet shops in the borough would only be able to sell dogs and cats sourced from rescues or shelters, not breeders. Brian Hackett, New Jersey director of the Humane Society of the United States, says the 120-plus similar ordinances statewide take a stand against the inhumanity of large-scale breeding operations, a.k.a. puppy mills.
The responsible breeder goes directly to the consumer.
California and Maryland have statewide bans on the sale of puppy mill pups in stores. Hackett believes New Jersey will soon follow suit. Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Well, imagine having your dog or cat repossessed, like a car or a house, because you leased it instead of bought it outright. A state senator says pet leasing is on the rise in the Garden State and has now introduced a bill to ban that so families aren't scammed and split apart.
State Senator Kristen Corrado says scammers are offering pets to people for an affordable price, but with a high interest rate. Those fees add up, and consumers could pay more than double what the pet would have cost at a shelter.
And then at the end, there's usually a buy fee that, in addition to the lease payments that you've made over 2 or 3 years.
Corrado first learned of the issue through a radio news story, but she says it sounded so outrageous she had to do more research on it. She found several stories of families losing their beloved pets when they can't pay up, and when a pet dies or is stolen, they're still on the hook for the lease payments. Daniela Burson, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A New Jersey man was assaulted twice in one morning in two completely unrelated crimes. Clifton police say two 50-year-old men were walking early Sunday when they were approached by two other men who robbed one of them, taking one of the man's wallets. After reporting it to police, they figured they'll search the surrounding neighborhood. Maybe the perpetrators had ditched the wallet and they could find it. It was then they were approached by three other men who attacked and beat them. Police say it was completely unrelated to the first incident. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:26. We have temperatures that are in the 60s now. We're going to fall into the 50s through the day, and another round of rain is on the way, and we may not see the sun for a while. We'll have full details of the forecast from Dan in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. Also at 5:30, the latest on the cleanup from last night's storm and how New Jersey plans to radically expand the medical marijuana program to both adults and children. We'll update business news next.
Steve Trevalese.
We the people. You are the people of New Jersey. You know, we're not scripted. We're not paying them to sing the praises of New Jersey. This is real.
Monday through Thursday evening, 7 to 11.
That's what we want.
On New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:28. As we update business news, share prices have been falling in Asia after losses in tech and healthcare companies snapped an 8-day winning streak for the Dow. North Korea's cancellation of talks with South Korea and weaker-than-expected Japanese economic growth also weighing on sentiment this morning. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow was off 0.7%. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner. We're written and produced by Daniela Burson and Annette Petriccioni. Sergio Bichaz at the editor's desk. Digital content from Dan Alexander. And our managing editor is Lou Hockman.
Jersey Radio.
They talk about real situations, what everybody's thinking about.
New Jersey 101.5.